A new report from the libertarian think tank Cato Institute gave Utah Governor Gary Herbert a D grade for fiscal responsibility. But Herbert's campaign manager says a closer look at how the organization came to that conclusion tells a different story. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The report gave Herbert low marks for last year's 9% increase in the state budget and 20% increase in state government employment since the governor took office in 2009. Herbert's campaign spokesman Marty Carpenter says the numbers are misleading, noting that the state has added more teachers because the student population in Utah grows by about 10% every year.
You know, we're one of the youngest populations in the country, and it's a challenge that we face. You take the teachers out of that mix and count it as just state employees, and we have fewer state employees now per capita than we had when the governor took office.
Herbert's Democratic challenger Mike Weinholz has accused Governor Herbert of failing to invest enough in public education. Utah schools remain dead last in student spending. Carpenter says the 9% increase in the state budget over the last year is the result of a healthy economy in which people are working and spending more money. He adds Utah's tax burden has only diminished over the past 20 years.
Just looking at it and saying, well, the state budget increased, therefore something bad is happening, quite the opposite. The state budget is increasing because a lot of great things are happening in our state.
The report also criticized Herbert for approving a gas tax and property tax increase. Those increases were passed to help maintain transportation infrastructure and provide more funding for rural schools, respectively. Whitney Evans, KUER News.